My privilege this morning to welcome Brother Jose Uribe Sr. And we've known each other and worked in the Mexican work for, if not 40 years, maybe a little less or a little more than 40 years. We've made many trips to Baja. He was supported before Newland Street started supporting him about 17 or 18 years ago, I've forgotten now, but several years ago. And he preaches for the Ball Road Church, Spanish Church, and also the Costa Mesa Spanish congregation. And we have made, he's very active in all of the Spanish mission work in Southern California, as well as he makes trips to El Salvador for mission trips on occasion. And we have been privileged to know each other. We've been on mission campaigns in Baja, several congregations. We've been on medical evangelism campaigns in Baja together, and worked those many, many years in the Baja work. And I appreciate Brother Uribe. He's worthy of our support. And I'm sure that you're going to be edified by his presentation today. And then be sure to be here tonight, because he talks to us again about his specifically about his work and what he does regularly. We appreciate him, and we always are planning on something to go to Mexico to encourage some of the ministers and the people that we know there, just visiting different congregations. And we'll have one of those coming up one of these months. I appreciate Brother Uribe, and I'm sure you'll be pleased with his presentation.
Morning. Today's scripture reading is Matthew 14, 22 to 32. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
It's a pleasure for me to be here this morning and this day, beautiful day that God made for us. Want to take this opportunity to thank you for the support that this congregation is doing to the Hispanic work in Orange County. The Bible is an amazing book. I never get tired to read it or speak about it. I was in Bible class this morning with you here, and I appreciated the brother that teaches the class, because he's tapping every detail possible. And you can learn a lot, and you can take any scripture in the Bible and talk for days and months and years and never stop, because there is so much to learn about it. The story that I want to share with you today, and brother was reading before me, is in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 36. It's probably one of the most famous stories that you can find in the Bible. This happened before or after Jesus fed the 5,000 in the desert, more than 5,000 people. Then he dismissed the disciples to go ahead in the boat in the lake. He went along, as usually he did, to pray by the mountainside. We were learning this morning that Paul did that too. He liked to walk along. And brother was talking today, this morning, about, you know, sometimes we need some time alone and time to think about it, our life, and encourage ourselves in the Word of God. Then the disciples, in the meantime, they were a struggle in the lake with the waves, the wind. They were fighting, trying to go ahead. During the fourth watch, the Bible say, Jesus met them in the lake. He was walking in the water. And, well, the disciples got scared. Who will not be scared? I mean, how many times you see somebody walking in the water? And it was almost in the morning, and they were tired, and suddenly they see somebody walking in the water. I would be scared too. But Jesus comforted them, say verse 27. Then the story become even more amazing, because there is Peter. And Peter replied, "Tell me to come to you on the water." I've been reading many times this story. I never understand what Peter pretends to do. I definitely will not do that. Especially if you were scared to see somebody walking in the water, you know. And now Peter, what are you doing, Peter? I don't get it. But he wanted to walk in the water as a proof that he was Jesus. I guess myself, I will stay in the boat, waiting for Jesus come close to the boat, getting into the boat, identify him, and that's the end of the story. But Peter say, "I want to go with you in the water." And Jesus say, "Okay, come." I respect the water a lot. I'm not the kind of person that I'm going to jump from a boat in the middle of a lake or big water. But Peter did. And he started to walk toward Jesus. But, you know, the story, it happened what it happened. And Peter started to sink in the water. And the Bible says in verse 30 that he cried out, "Lord, save me." Then, of course, Jesus did. Took his hand and take him out of the water. I think, pretty sure you've been reading this story and hear about this story many times. The thing that I find a problem with this story is that most of the time we focus on Peter sinking in the water. I don't know why we usually remember the time that we failed more than the time that we did something good. Isn't that true? People will remember and remind you, "Hey, you remember the time that you sink in the water?" Matter of fact, one time I was having a class with somebody and I mentioned the name Peter. And this person replied right away, "Oh, that's the guy that sink in the water." And I've been listening lessons that refer how poor Peter's faith was. Why he sink in the water. Why he was so out of focus and not looking Jesus in and continue walking in the water. Really? I don't think so. I think what Peter did was something incredible. I mean, everybody was scared. They were in the boat. You don't see a person walking in the water every day. And if I would be me, I probably will try to recover myself from that situation, looking Jesus walking in the water. But you know, something we can say for sure is Peter was and it is the only man that walking in the water. Whatever how or how you want to see it. Peter became the only man that walked in the water, of course, besides Jesus. But Jesus was not just a man. He was the Son of God. He walked in the water. Now, one interesting thing about this lesson is we usually forget about the other 11s. You ever notice that we don't talk about the other 11s? Where they were? They were in the boat, sitting there. We never mentioned them. Peter, of course, is the main character of this story. And Peter was the one that asked, let me walk in the water. And Peter was the one that sink in the water. I think there is another lesson that we can learn from here. You know, today, people say that church is boring. People don't want to go to church anymore. People complain that going to church is boring, dull, tiresome, humdrum. And today, you know, you can see that churches struggle to try to be entertaining and not to boring people. Yeah. I mean, music, light, action, to present a fake spiritual experience, because to me it's fake. It's not what happened outside that made you happy and rejoice in the Lord. It's what is inside. That's what my understanding. But who can be boring in the church? You probably start to be boring right now with my English. I'm not. I'm trying to survive here right now. But sure, really. Is the church boring for real to you? Somebody asked me, you know, one time, you think you will be boring if you just come to the church? And my answer is, yes, I think I will be boring if I just come and sit down in the pews over there. After a while, you start to notice that the pews are not that comfortable, that the air conditioner probably is not in the right, you know, temperature. And you start to see the wrinkles of the person in front of you. And you're totally out of focus. Why? And this is the question, why? Why we struggle so much to live our Christian life? I mean, Jesus says something different. John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that they may have life, and I like this, and have it into the full. I can tell you, my life is being living to the full. It's being really incredible. But, you know, if you're not doing the right thing, well, probably life will be not different. People of Israel, it happened to them the same thing. At one point, they say, coming to the temple, do this sacrifice, and all this is really boring. But it not happened only to them. I mean, if you go to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 13, God got boring from them too. He didn't like it anymore. Why? Well, sometimes we just become like robots. Like we've been programmed to come and wake up a Sunday and come to the church and go home. And nothing else is happening. Nothing else is happening, and I mean, who cannot be boring that way? I think being a Christian is more than that. I think being a Christian is when something exciting happens in your life every day, every moment. I think today, be together over here as a church, as a congregation, should be something exciting, something wonderful, something beautiful, something that we rejoice and we are grateful to God because I mean, all you had to do is looking around. If we go and ask to Peter, Peter, your life was boring being a Christian? What do you think Peter will say? I don't think Peter was boring at all. I admire Peter, you know. He walked in the water. Is it that amazing? I mean, Jesus said, you know, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to these mountains, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Sometimes we cannot even move ourselves. Sometimes it's even really hard to move ourselves to come to church because we are boring. Nothing exciting happening in our life. And we blame the preacher. We blame the song leader. We blame the church. I mean, is that what really happened? I've been sharing, I am here in the pulpit, and I can tell you, I'm not boring at all. I'm trying to survive, like I say. But, you know, when you are willing to do something out of the ordinary, and you start to make things happen in your life as a Christian, then you will find out that being a Christian is nothing at all to be boring. It's something exciting. I think from this description and this story that we see, we need to realize that this is the time that we should stand up and try to walk in the water. And your Christian life will not be the same. Today, like I say, you know, people don't want to come to the church. Why? Our life is a circle, a boring circle. We work 5 days a week. We have a Saturday. We wash the car. We do some work at house. We come to church on Sunday. After here, we go to the market and buy the grocery for the week. And the circle continues. Until when? Until we die. Who will not be boring that way? Seriously. You know, it's time, and the time is today. It's now that we need to do something different. We need to change this boring Christian life that we complain about it. Brother Dr. Smith introduced me this morning. And yes, we've been together in so many trips and so many things that we do together. I remember some years ago, he told me, I want to visit the churches in Baja. So I came very early to his house. And from his house, we went to Tijuana. And from Tijuana, we went to Ensenada, passing by Rosarito. And from Ensenada, we went to El Zorrillo. And from El Zorrillo, we crossed the peninsula all the way to go to San Felipe. But in the way, we stopped in Valle La Trinidad and Independencia. We went to San Felipe. From San Felipe, we went to Mexicali. From Mexicali, we stopped in Tecate. And from Tecate, we came back home. It was a very exciting trip, you know. And I admire him because, you know, he's a gringo. He's been in Mexico among people that I'm not sure you will be comfortable to be. Eating food that I'm pretty sure some of you will not eat it. Going to towns that you will probably be scared. I was scared in that trip. Because the road between Ensenada and San Felipe when you cross the peninsula, it's a pretty dangerous road. I remember we went to a gospel meeting and Valle La Trinidad. And we went to knocking doors over there in that town because we want to invite people to that gospel meeting. And I remember I went to this house and the door was halfway open. I went into that house and when I knocked the door, the door was pushed a little bit and two guys were sitting down in a chair. And they have a big bag of marijuana, and they were cleaning the marijuana. I got so scared, I thought, this is the day that my life would end. Because I thought, you know, I mean, it's like discover them doing that. I give it the invitation and say, okay, goodbye. Brother Smith, I don't think his life has been boring. I mean, he decided to walk in the water. He decided to do things that some of you may not wanted to do. And this is, you know, what we need to think about it. While 11 disciples stay in the boat, Peter decided to walk in the water. Yeah, he's sinking the water. I probably will sink in the first step. And you? I probably not even get out of the boat. You know, unless something very exciting happens in your life, sooner or later, you'll be going to become boring in your Christian life. One time, one person came to the church and said, you know, you need something over here. I don't think a guitar will not be so bad to have a guitar over here to play music and give some lift to the songs. And I asked, is that what happened to you when you were in this other group? Oh, yes, sometimes, you know, the Holy Spirit came and it was so exciting. And I asked to him, did it ever happen that maybe the main musician didn't show up or you have some technical problems and the music was not able to play and that day you had to worship God with the instrumental music? And he said, oh yes, it happened a couple of times. And what happened that times? Oh, it was terrible. And I say, that's the real situation that you have in that group. Being a Christian has nothing to do with the speaker or the song leader or whatever happened here. It's not even has to do anything what is happening right now in this building. It's what is happening in your life before you came over here. It's what is happening in your life after you go from here. It's the kind of life that you live every day. You come to church expecting that, you know, that Brother Richard gonna pray a sermon that gonna lift your heart and you're gonna be flying from here, and you have me here today. But you know, I encourage you to talk Brother Dr. Smith and ask about those trips. You can sit down by hours. And you're going to find out that when you decided to walk in the water, good things can happen. Good things can happen. I mean, it is time that we need to do this. The church is in trouble. The world that we live, I not even want to watch the news anymore. And we are sitting down here praying, God help us. At one point, probably God going to show up and say, when are you going to start to do something different in your life? When are you going to start to do something out of the ordinary? How about walking in the water? Well, I may sink. Yeah, Peter sink. But we have Jesus ready to grab our hands and pull us up. I tell you something. This morning, I am walking in the water. I mean, I've been preaching for a long time. But when Brother Dr. Smith told me, they want you to preach over here in no translation, I go, uh-oh. I think you already noticed that, you know, I am nervous. But you know what? This is a great day for me. This is something that we need to do. Sometimes nothing happens in our life because we are so scared, we are so afraid, and the comforts of the seat, we need to get out of the comfort zone and do something exciting, because Christian life is exciting. I mean, in the Bible class today, we were reading about Paul trips. That was exciting. And somebody say, I would like to go with Paul and learn from him. Really? Do you want to go in the street with him? That's a big difference. You know, I know this congregation for years. Orange County, you know, need people who is willing to walk in the water. The world need people who is willing to work in the walk in the water. We need to do something different. What we've been doing so far, you notice, is not working. Our kids are not in the church, most of them. Our neighbors, you know, they are not here. Our co-workers, they are not here. Jesus asked a question at one point, and it scared me, that question. When the Son of God comes to this earth, he will find faith in this earth? And the answer is up to us. What are we going to do about it? We live in the elections today, and it's a hope. What will be the president that's going to change this country? There is no president that's going to change this country. Nobody can change the country. We got the power to do that. We are the people of God. We are his church. We are the salt of the earth, the light for this world. But sometimes, you know, we become so comfortable, sit down in the pews with the air conditioner, with our car waiting in the parking lot. You know, probably go to the sales and the JCPenney or you know, the mall. We need to change that. When Brother Smith told me they want you to come and preach over there, seriously, when I stand up in this pulpit, I take very serious this. My idea is maybe this is the only time, the last time some of these people will hear me. And to me, that is a very important responsibility. And, you know, I don't know if you realize, but this congregation is one of the strongest in this county, Orange County. And the question is, for how long? Are you comfortable the way you are? Are you worried for the things that are happening? What is your plan? What is it that you're going to do about it? We have the answer for this. We have the plan. It's already laid out by God. All we need to do is follow. We need to do something about it. You know, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? You need to stand up and start to walk in the water, and you will see it is exciting. The church needs to do that as a congregation. The world needs it. They don't have anybody else, just us. Now, we can decide it to be in the boat and criticize Peter. And think of how Peter, you know, this guy is crazy. And look at him. He just got out of the boat to sink in the water. That's why I better stay over here, because, you know, there are some people more capable than me. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people here that are more capable than me to preach this morning. But here I am. Brothers, we need to take an emergency action today. I mean, the world is going crazy. the situation is not that easy. Families are falling apart. The devil is winning every way. And we are just sit down over there, hiding in the boat. When we can stand up and take the challenge, let's walk in the water together. I did with Brother Smith. It was fun, brother. The opportunity that you gave me to go with you on those trips. I think God blessed me to be able to live a life that I will not change for anything. Many years ago, I came to this country with the American dream. I'm going to work. I'm going to make money. I mean, that's why we come to this country. But God has have other plans for me. And I decided to take the challenge. I don't regret it. I don't have a house. I don't have a retirement plan. I don't have savings. I don't have anything. But I don't miss any of that. You know, if we try to do our best, God is with us. And we can do it. And I invite you to this morning, if you feel boring, if you start in between, I should go to the church or not, maybe you struggle this morning. Honey, we should go to the church today. Do we have something else to do? I'm not sure. Look the calendar. I don't know. We should go? Okay, let's go. Oh, but Jose is going to preach. Oh, man. Here we are. I mean, the rest is up to you. The rest is up to you. God bless you.